Does hell fire burn forever?
Does hell fire burn forever? A very good question. There is, I would say, a lot of confusion on this subject because people find it very hard, this concept of if God is love, how can he allow sinners or ungodly people to burn forever? How does that match with the loving character of God? And is it true that hell fire, that sinners, that the ungodly will burn forever? Is that a biblical teaching? Well, what I'm going to do, turn with me to Jude chapter 7, Jude and the 7th verse. Jude is the book just before Revelation. If you can find the book of Revelation, you'll be able to find the book of Jude. Just the book before Revelation. It actually only has one chapter, this book. The book of Jude and verse 7. Take a look at verse 7. This is again going to be a very quick answer. I could spend a whole hour on this subject, but I'm just going to give you a few key verses so that we can understand if hell will last forever. Jude and chapter 1, just one chapter there, verse 7. The Bible says, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of what? Eternal fire. Now, who knows the story of Sodom and Gomorrah? Put up your hand if you know that story. Most of you. Sodom and Gomorrah were those ungodly cities, those very wicked cities, and God decided that he would destroy them by fire, and he did so. Now, take notice what the verse says here. Sodom and Gomorrah are a what? An example. An example of how the ungodly will receive their punishment. And it says, their punishment is eternal fire. Now, I have a question here. Does Sodom and Gomorrah, are those cities burning today? No, they're not. In other words, they have burnt, but they have burnt till there was nothing left. They have burnt up. So when the Bible uses eternal fire, it is actually a way of teaching that it will be a total destruction as long as there is something that can burn. It's just like when you light a match, it will burn till there's nothing more to burn. So that is what is meant with eternal fire. As a matter of fact, the word hell in the Bible is often misunderstood because it comes from the ground text word Sheol in the Hebrew, or in the Greek it comes from the word Hades, which means actually grave. So many times when the word hell is used in the Bible, the meaning of the word is grave. Just one other text that we can go to quickly, 2 Peter. Turn with me to 2 Peter. Sorry that I don't have the page numbers on these. I hope you can find them. 2 Peter is quite much in the back of your Bible as well.
Not far back from Jude.
Not far back from Jude, that's right. 2 Peter chapter 2, and let us look here at verse 6. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 6. And the Bible says here, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, here again the example of Sodom and Gomorrah is used, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them a what? An example unto those that after should live ungodly. So again, the Bible is bringing out, Sodom and Gomorrah is an example, and it says in this verse that they are ashes. Ashes. Well, do ashes burn? No, they are burnt up, right? And there are many scriptures that we could use to illustrate that when the Bible is talking about eternal fire, it's talking about an eternal result of the ungodliness. It is eternally destroyed, but the punishing is not going on eternally. Certainly that would not fit with the character of God. God is love. And heaven would be a terrible place if you would know that people would be burning forever. And God is not going to have the devil on his divine payroll. The devil will be destroyed as well.
So in other words, the effects are eternal.
The effects are eternal. That's right.
Okay.
That's right. If you have more questions on this, just come to me after the meeting, and I'm welcome to have a look at some other passages that you may wonder about.